Welcome to Things I Wish I Knew, the podcast from Thinking Faith, a work of the Jesuits in Britain. I'm Julia, I'm in my early 30s and I used to live in a Jesuit young adult community. We all live hectic lives and often don't get time to reflect on what's happening both to us and around us. We've put out 15 episodes this year already, and so we're taking our moment to stop and reflect, to work out where we are and where we're going, and where our relationship with God fits into all. So this week, I'd like to introduce our producer, Ethel, to join me in the studio as we reflect. Hello, Ethel.
Hello, Julia.
How are you?
It's weird being on this side of the microphone, but happy to be here.
Great. Well, any initial reflections you want to start us off with?
I think for me, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot, especially over the last few weeks, is the fact that we had Sarah sat in the studio talking about things that she wished she knew before she got married. And here you are now, a married woman. What's that been like for you?
It's been kind of a bit of a whirlwind in lots of ways. Obviously, when we were recording the episode, as she mentioned, it was early October and I got married at the end of October. So we were having that conversation as I was preparing very quickly to get, very soon afterwards, to get married. Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks now. So you're looking at me as I play with my wedding ring. I'm still definitely playing with my wedding ring. But yeah, it's been really lovely. So I got married. I went to Rome. We got a blessing from the Pope. We didn't actually get to meet him, but he was off as part of the general audience. And then we've been back and we've been now just settling into life post-marriage.
Well, I love that for you.
Beautiful. And so you might have noticed there were a couple of questions in Sarah's episodes that were very like practical questions, because at that point I had quite a lot of, what do you do at this stage and what do you do at that stage? So yeah, it was nice to have her in to talk about it as I was preparing to get married as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so what have you been thinking about when we look back at the last 15 episodes that we've done this year? Has there anything that's kind of stuck out or popped out at you?
Yeah, I think one of the things I reflected on is we've done 15 episodes this year, and then previously we have done 10 episodes. And in those first 10 episodes, for me, quite often there was this theme of people saying that they wish they'd done it sooner. So we had quite a few episodes, like, for example, Bikani, where she became an artist. She wished she'd done it sooner. John Bosco became a Jesuit, etc. But actually, in these last 15 episodes, I think the thing that's really struck me, not necessarily in every episode, but nearly every episode, is that real sense for community. So we had Father Justin, who kind of kicked off that kind of those 15, talking about loneliness. And so that has a really obvious need for community. But then there's been other episodes where it isn't necessarily like the first thing. So Andy, he came on to talk about running. So you don't necessarily think, oh, that's going to lead to a sense of community. But actually, that really came across to me in the episode. Mm.
It was actually something really special about, like, it was his community that helped him find that freedom and that joy in running again, and like helped him over the line, which was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Have you had any initial reactions? Reflections?
Yeah, I think similar to you as well, this sense of community. But actually, even reflecting on previous episodes as well, before this year's episodes that have been released, there was a lot this year about how each individual had a sense of purpose or was searching for that meaning or like the greater good in everything that they do. I'm thinking of like Edward, who was like, I feel like I am a man for all, you know, doing things for the community, being very active. Or even when, you know, we spoke with Georgia about following the will of God and helping young people interact with God and find community and connection. So there's something like deeper in that sense of community, yes, like what you're saying, but actually like the community is for a greater sense of good rather than just for myself. Like I serve a purpose within my community and I get to actually participate in said community. So I think that's been quite an incredible theme that I've kind of sensed in everything people have been saying.
Yeah, because I guess you're always, for our listeners who don't know, you're always sat in my studio with us, so you get to hear these conversations.
Yeah,
but you don't get the opportunity to jump in and ask questions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the same way that I get to as well.
Yeah, and I always find it really fun because, like, obviously I you know, organize who's coming on the podcast, so I get a sense of how the conversation's gone. But I've always been so amazed by how I'll be sat there and be like, this is something I really needed in my own life. Like, well, this is a great piece of advice. Or like, I don't know how else to describe them in a very Christianese way other than a God moment in so many times where it genuinely feels like God's like, ah, Ethel, this is something that you need to like look at in your life, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. The amount of times I'm like, I should have been taking notes in this episode. I was just thinking back of Susan's, where she talked about friendship.
Yeah.
And at that particular time, I really needed that particular bit of wisdom she shared in that episode as well. It is really interesting how like God uses those conversations we're a part of for our own lives as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it comes to the whole idea of what we do here, which is trying to help people find God in all things. And it's quite exciting, really, how like God is just waiting in every single conversation and every single like moment of our own lives as well. And I think that's been quite incredible, just to, you know, just sit in my little corner watching you guys have these conversations and just seeing God being like, hey, I'm here too, kind of thing.
Yeah, and that kind of also brings me to another thing that I was reflecting on, which is that God does things you weren't expecting or planning. I think that's also a theme that's come across nearly every episode that we've recorded, that people, if they'd been asked before, that like the question of things you wish you knew, if we'd gone back to that point, they would never have expected to be in the place that they're in now. But it's not by their own like choosing that they've got to this place. It's what God has done for them in their life that's led them to where they are.
No, 100%. And I guess the thing that I've found really quite inspiring or helps in those really hard moments where maybe in that particular moment it's difficult to see how God is at work explicitly, everybody's been like, actually, I wouldn't go back and say anything to my younger self. I'll just be like, trust the process. And I think like I've been going through some real life, like big adult moments where I'm having to make big decisions or like, you know, be on my own for the first time. And I'm having to be like, God, what do I do? What do I do? And it's like, no, just trust the process and trust that God's in it.
And that's really interesting. I'm thinking of that now, particularly having got married just recently. There's definitely been times where I've been in, like, had not great dating experiences. And at that time, I would have reflected on, like, where is this going? And am I just going to end up on my own, etc. But now that I'm happily, very happily married, I wouldn't have changed it. And my husband and I we've had these conversations where he had very similar experiences of dating as well. And we both would have said we wouldn't have changed it because we're so glad where God has brought us to now, that the journey wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
Yeah. And I think it's also interesting that even, you know, as you say, it's worth it. And it can be even those moments where you feel like God's led you somewhere or God's the one who's giving you that direction or that wisdom. But that doesn't always mean it's easy either. But like you say, that's what everyone kept saying. Even in those moments, it's absolutely worth it.
It definitely is worth it. And I think one of the other themes that has come out in this latest 15 episodes is about hearing God. And sometimes that can be quite a confusing saying because you're like, what does that mean, hearing from God? Because like the clouds don't part and God's voice just comes down a bit like it did for John the Baptist. But I often find hearing God is in the silence and the reflection. And actually that was one of the really good things about Ruth's episode, is where she talked us through that. And sometimes hearing from God isn't hearing his voice directly, it's also having those conversations with people as well and hearing them reflecting what you're hearing as well.
Yeah.
Because it kind of cements it a bit more.
And I don't think it came up naturally in conversation, but Ruth is actually your spiritual director, right?
Yes, I did. I did spend that whole episode being like, are we talking about this or are we not talking about this? And in the end, we didn't talk about it, but yeah.
What was that like though, having like a very normal conversation about prayer with your spiritual director? Was there anything that she said that really surprised you, that where you're like, actually, or that you kind of picked up from your conversations with her? You're like, I'm so glad that other people get to get this piece of wisdom from you, Ruth.
Yeah, I think, and the thing she's definitely said to me before is when I go, I've not done very well at praying, she's definitely said, I hear that in every conversation. Like, and she said it in the episode, everybody seems to be a bad prayer, like that's everyone's thing, but actually it's the intention as well is important, that you want to. But it's also not judging yourself on what other people do as well. So I think that was the really key advice that she hears in spiritual direction, is people saying I'm a bad prayer, and actually feeling like you're the only person who's a bad prayer, because I'm not saying everybody's about prayer, but it's a common theme thing.
I know I definitely took like some of the wisdom that she was sharing there about keeping it simple and keeping it real, but also just being grateful. And honestly, it's really helped me lately when sometimes, you know, when your mind is so full and you're like, I don't know the right words to say, or yes, I know that I need to give this to God or pray to God about this, but you're like, oh, I have no words and I don't know if I'm in the right place headspace wise to be talking to you right now. But actually, when I've started from a place of gratitude, like, it's really helped in those moments where I don't feel like I have anything to say. It's like, actually, let me find things which are obviously there, but like, to be actually grateful for and just bring that to God in prayer.
And that's very Ignatian, like Ignatian spirituality. As you'll know from our episodes, that's always our question. And it wasn't in our first few episodes that we ever recorded, because we didn't get to that, like, we didn't get to that stage of realizing that. But actually, it was when we were reflecting on it that somebody said, do you know what you should ask every episode? What are you grateful for? Mm. Because that's, one, it's Ignatian, but two, it's also a really good place to start prayer in. Like, mm, it's to be thankful for what the experiences you've had, what you've done. And when we were saying earlier that people wish they'd done it sooner or they wouldn't change their journeys, it's really good to hear that as well.
Mm. Let me flip the question that you always ask on people, Julia. What are you grateful for?
Oh, well, I can't not say my husband. but my family, I'm actually just always, I spend a lot of time in gratitude, actually. It's one of the things I really gained from living in a Jesuit young adult community, is that being grateful and just the opportunity to have like this podcast. I love presenting this podcast. It gives me such energy, but it also gives me such an opportunity to reflect. And as we've already spoken about, that opportunity to hear God's voice in those conversations as well, and be like, oh, that's something I need to think about more or reflect on or do something about as well. So yeah, I'm really grateful for this opportunity, but other opportunities like my other job and my family, friends, so many things I'm grateful for. What are you grateful for?
Oh, I knew you'd flip it on me. I'm grateful, do you know what, and I know it may sound cliche, but I'm genuinely grateful for the gift of life right now. Like, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and every day I have to remind myself, Ethel, you're alive and you have, and it was something that Jean said in the episode recently, where she was like, when you actually stop and think about it, and I know this may sound like coming from a privileged position, but actually, like, I have a great life. Like, you know, I have a great family. Do they drive me crazy sometimes? Yes, but I love them and they're there for me and I've got a roof over my head and, you know, I can text people whenever I want. You know, the internet is down right now in this office, but I have a phone that means that I can connect to the internet and connect to the whole wide world. But even little things that I forget sometimes and can take for granted. I'm just grateful for the gift of life. And I'm grateful for what we get to do here. You know, God has been really using this podcast to like speak into my life. And I hope it hasn't other people's lives too.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about that. Actually, this started this podcast when I started about the same time I started dating my now husband. I nearly say current husband. He's my husband forever, just to clarify. Dating my husband, and I'm just thinking, also reflecting on how my life has changed over the last couple of years of this podcast as well. So thanks for listening to Things I Wish I Knew. So obviously this episode has been our reflections, but we would love to hear yours. So please do get in contact. You can write to me at jcorcoran, so that's jcorcoran at thinkingfaith.org. And you can find out more about these themes we've discussed today at thinkingfaith.org. But you can also find us on Instagram
at Tiwik, that's TIWIK _pod.
Thank you again for listening. And I hope you'll join us next time on Things I Wish I Knew.